All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. We appreciate you on trade day in the NFL and every day. If you're not a usual suspect and don't listen to us for all 3 hours and just hit us on 94.1, we encourage you to head to ESPN 975, click on the show tab, catch up on all that you missed on what has been a very eventful day.
We encourage you to get your bleep together and start listening at 1 o'clock like the rest of the city does.
True.
Tuning in at 3 o'clock.
I don't want to hate on people. I want to get them to turn the corner and stay here.
No, they need a good verbal ear smacking. Get in
here
at 1 o'clock.
If you're a real suspect, you download the app at ESPN975.com. Take us anywhere and everywhere. Listen to the whole lineup,
exactly.
7 to 7 every single day. No matter where you are, we get texts and tweets from people all over the country and in other countries that we don't even know.
You guys are like, but I have the radio. Well, what if you have to poop? There you go. You take the app in, you go poop. We can be there with you. Don't need to know that if we are, though.
So the news of the day, Demaryius Thomas is now a Houston Texan. The five-time
baby.
Pro Bowler and Super Bowl champ is the fill-in for Will Fuller. And then some, as he will add depth, talent, and veteran leadership to a locker room and an offense that will welcome him in. The Texans had to give up a 4th and a 7th. They return, the Denver Broncos do, a 7th and Thomas. A great deal for the Texans. We were both very pleased on that. Other news of the day, Golden Tate has been traded by the Lions to the Philadelphia Eagles for a 3rd-round pick. So it looks like the Texans got good value for a guy that they had targeted. Also, Thomas was being pursued by the Patriots when the Texans acquired him. So that shows you that more than one team thought that he still has a little left in the tank. And other deals have been filtering in as well.
Just before the trade deadline, Clinton Dix traded to the Redskins.
So, Barry, as I analyze this trade,
mm-hmm.
It appears to me...
If you make a penis reference...
It appears to me...
If you make a penis joke right now...
That the Skins...
Oh, no...
Got
the
Dicks
Skins got
from the Packers.
I mean, if you're
the New York Post, the headline
so
tomorrow
much.
Says Skins get Dicks from the Packers. Packers.
I hate you so
I'm
much.
Just throw,
right now.
I'm just giving you the facts,
Oh, boy. Oh, you remember that bit we were talking about, Nick? There's
your
first one.
That's exactly why I did it for you, too.
There's your
but
first
that's
one
a fact.
Right there.
You can't deny that.
Nope, you're right.
So I don't understand that one. I totally understand and called and told you guys Montgomery was gone in Green Bay.
Yep.
But Clinton Haha Dix has been nothing short of
is it Clinton
and above Haha Clinton Dix, Clinton okay. Haha Dix, however you choose to get yours.
Mr. Dix.
Okay.
Everybody's going to get the tip.
And then
what was that?
What was that? So you're happy? Because you pandered for him to get more on me, and he got it.
Where was that from?
That was from earlier
today.
That
was from you giving tips on video games.
I don't know. I didn't hear it properly.
Anyway.
Everybody's going to get the tip.
Ever since Mr. Dix was drafted
well,
in the first round out of Alabama,
Dix.
I thought he has not only been an above-average player, Pro Bowl-type player.
I'm with you.
But also a guy that loves living in Green Bay and being in that community, which is hard to find, by the way. Because if you saw Martellus Bennett's tweet the other night.
I did not.
It basically is something I've already told you guys. People in the community and people in Green Bay think that every black person is a player.
Really?
And most of them are.
Really? So there's just, it's just a very white community.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, Wisconsin.
So the fact that he liked being in Green Bay, he gave back to the community and spent a lot of time there. And because he was an above-average player, I'm shocked by this. I don't know what they're doing. I know that they've drafted a lot of young talent in the last couple of years, and there are guys that have been very upset with the fact that as high picks, they haven't been on the field more. Maybe this clears the room for some of them.
Is it?
But
is
I'm not happy
possible
with
that it's because also he's an unrestricted free agent next year?
That definitely factors in. And the fact that he's not, you and I were talking about other safeties in the league, and you're very high on him as well. And when I look at that, I say the difference between him and a Landon Collins is, Landon Collins is a big hitter too, and he's just not that kind of frame and that kind of physique to go and deliver big blows. He's not afraid to put his head in there, but he's not that kind of guy. If you're looking for a safety that's Earl Thomas-like, he's not that guy.
I mean, who's left, though, specifically in the secondary as safety for the Packers if you're trading away?
So Jones is a guy that they've drafted that's really upset that he hasn't been playing more.
Right.
So he's a guy that's probably going to be the first beneficiary, Josh Jones.
Yeah.
So he had McCarthy.
Jermaine Whitehead.
He's been getting better. He's getting more time and doing a lot of things with it. And Green Bay is very good about developing guys in their secondary that end up playing good football for them. Micah Hyde's a guy that you saw last night for the Bills. Played great football when he was with the Packers. But I don't get it. I thought the timing is odd.
Well, maybe it's just the expiring contract. Maybe it's the fact that after this year,
it's a fourth-round pick that the Packers get back for Ha-Ha Clinton Dix, according to Adam Schefter.
Okay.
I don't know that they need to stockpile picks very much, but yeah, it is what it is.
There you go.
So lots of moves that have been made.
You want to recap the others?
We can continue to try and recap as many as we know about. And again, kind of like the NBA, the fact of the matter is there are deals that if they're discussed and the paperwork's in, we may not find out till later. But aside from that, we mentioned
Eagles got Tate.
Mentioned that one already. Also that the Rams traded for Jags defensive lineman Dante Fowler.
I like that trade.
So, you know, Sean McVay had said that he was interested in improving his pass rush. Well, there you go there. And you got to wonder what the Jags are doing. You and I both said
again,
could be a good sign for the Texans.
Yeah, again, though, he's got one. This is his last year. He's an unrestricted free agent, so it's a rental for the Rams. He did have some clubhouse issues, off-the-field issues. So I think that the Jags were, you know, probably planning to move on from him anyways. Yeah, and if you can get a pick for him, that's great. But, man, the rich get richer with the Rams because I like Fowler. I think he's a good player on the field when he can be on the field.
Yeah, you don't know about all the off-the-field stuff, but on the field, pretty much performance speaks for itself. One that I had told you was coming, Ty Montgomery, no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. He's a member of the Baltimore Ravens for just a seventh-round pick, but he was gone one way or the other.
Yep.
And they just, instead of cutting him, found a way to turn, like you said, parlay into a pick. And, of course, the big news, as we mentioned, Demaryius Thomas is a member of your Houston Texans. Earlier, way before we got to this point, the Lions traded for Giants defensive tackle Snacks Harrison. Saints traded for Giants cornerback Eli Apple. Cowboys traded for wide receiver Amari Cooper, and according to you, completely overpaid. And the Jags traded for running back Carlos Hyde from the Browns. And some, the Panthers traded for offensive tackle Marshall Newhouse. And of course, way back when, the Patriots traded for Josh Gordon. But point to be made there is what normally is a very uneventful passing of the time in the calendar, the NFL trade deadline, has been extremely eventful this year, and it's been fun to watch.
It has, and it's good to see from a league that's usually pretty boring around this time. By the way, the number of Dix jokes that we're getting on the text line, I hate you all. Equally and with a fervor and passion that you have no idea about. The text line after you, they just flooded with Skins, Dicks, Packers jokes. Thank you so much for starting that.
I had mentioned this to Aaron, an hour ago.
This is the one I'm going to tweet or read. Dicks isn't afraid to put his head in there. That's Aaron.
Now, did he preface that by saying?
Nick's all childish. Yes.
That's about the time he'll probably have me saying just the tip again.
All right, Beavis, settle down over there. Would you?
Shut up, Beavis.
Yeah, Nick's back there.
AT&T just texted, I'm pooping. You see, this is what we're at.
This is where it comes down to.
Oh, boy. I almost want Benny to call back and tell me his joke.
Text that you chose to read, was it prefaced by saying, let me run this joke by you. If you like it, you can use it.
No.
You just used it.
No, it wasn't.
All right. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
So because we've given our take already on Demaryius Thomas, we need the expert to get in here. So Sarah Barshop's going to be joining us pretty soon here. Texans beat writer for ESPN. So she will be commenting and breaking it down for you. And also interested to find out from her if the Texans were dabbling in on other things, trying to see if they could make another move or two before the deadline came and went. That'll be something we can throw at her to see what she says.
I'm looking forward to it. That'll be good. Right, you know what else is good? Cowboys and Indians is good.
Yeah!
That's right.
Quesadillas!
I don't think it's called soft quesadillas, but they're still good. They're made with naan bread. Those are the naan quesadillas. Those are on point. You got to get some of those. And when you get them, mention you listen to The Usual Suspects. Mention me. Mention ESPN 97.5. They'll give you 20% off those quesadillas, as Joel would say. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where Cowboys and Indians is located. Man, if you have not eaten at Cowboys and Indians, what the hell are you waiting on? You are going to absolutely love the food. I was telling you guys yesterday, a listener came up to me over the weekend and asked me, Barry, do you really eat there and do you really like it? Yes and no. I don't like it. I love it. It is some of the best food in the city of Houston. You need to get out there and try it. If you like Indian food, you're going to love their Indian food. If you don't like Indian food, like me, I didn't like Indian food. I'm being honest with you guys. Before I discovered Cowboys and Indians, I was not an Indian food fan. I had had some, wasn't a fan, didn't like it. When I went there, I was amazed at how good the food is. They'll convert you if you're not a fan of Indian food. Some of the best butter chicken in Houston. The lamb vindaloo is outstanding. Chicken curry is there. They've got these kebabs that are absolutely amazing. All of it delicious. All of it made fresh from scratch. The meat is locally sourced when they can do that as well. And you can have it delivered. You don't feel like getting out to 1901 Taft over there in Midtown and getting the food? DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub will bring Cowboys and Indians to your front door. But you're going to want to go because they've got a full-service bar. They've got TVs to watch the game. And Haas is just a cool dude to hang out with. Trust me when I tell you that. You're going to have a good time there hanging out with Haas. He's going to take care of you and treat you right. And plus, the food is always hot and delicious when you're there. 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Check them out. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. As Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all, there is nothing like it.
Food and rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
To 10, New Orleans, shimmying in the gun. Sanders, wide right, Fowler inside of DT. Fade route for DT. He goes up, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver! And he spikes the ball.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Logan, Broncos Radio Network, giving you a little action on Demaryius Thomas. Now you're going to be hearing rock and roll, because Demaryius Thomas is a member of your Houston Texans, and that is a big deal. So with that being said, let's not waste any more time with our takes on said trade. Let's get the person who was right there as it all unfolded, and as we were thinking about getting her on the show, we noticed that she was live on national TV on ESPN because she's big time, but yet she doesn't forget the little people. That's why Sarah Barshop is joining us right now after she just got done with her national TV stint to talk to you people about the move that the Texans just made. Sarah, of course, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for speaking for all the little people.
Of course. Well, come on anytime, you guys know that.
Appreciate it, Sarah. Hey, so, I mean, give it to us straight. What are your thoughts on the trade? Did you see this coming? Were there rumors abound inside the locker room? And were there any other trades that you think that they tried to get?
I mean, you have to understand, this thing changed dramatically after Will Fuller tore his ACL, because they wouldn't have even been in this conversation for a receiver, let alone one like Demaryius Thomas, if he hadn't. But after that, you look at the roster, you had to give Deshaun Watson them to throw the ball to. It's as simple as that. And they had to make a move. Now, I thought it was interesting that shortly after the Texans traded for Thomas, that Golden Tate went to Philly for a third-round pick. He might have been a better fit, but are you willing to give a third-round pick? I think there is quite a difference between a third and a fourth.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you look at that, and Brian Gain has to be happy with what they were able to give up for a position that teams obviously knew they had to fill.
So, Sarah, with that being said, what's he got left in the tank? We know he's a five-time Pro Bowler. We know he's got a Super Bowl ring. We know kind of what Texans fans can relate to is lately not exactly the same caliber of quarterback he had when he once had Peyton Manning. But at the same time, there are questions abound about the fact that they only had to give up a fourth because he's got a contract for next year that's going to pay him $14 million, and he's not quite the same player. Does he have enough left in the tank to take pressure off of Hopkins?
See, I think that's what's important, is that I talked to a Texans player today who said, play, the other teams have to respect him. And that's what you need, right? You're not finding another Will Fuller. You're not finding a guy that is going to really spread the field like he can, especially at that high level. But if you can get someone who can take the pressure off Hopkins, we've seen how good Hopkins has been this year. And I think that's what Thomas is. Now, maybe he just has an okay season. Maybe he has a really good season. But I think most importantly, it's just having that body that opponents have to plan for and can't just key in on Hopkins all game.
Sarah, were you hearing any other rumors of any other folks? Because we heard that they were going after another receiver as well. Were you hearing that, or was this pretty much the only thing that they had on their mind?
I know they were exploring other options. In fact, Bill O'Brien told us that, right, that they were going to keep looking at everything, including internal options and around the league. But I know they really like Thomas, and they feel like he fills the need that they had at receiver. And so, well, I'm sure they were exploring other options. You know, they got the guy that they wanted and that they needed.
So let's talk about a little something that's not talked about enough, and that is the Texans have an opponent this weekend, and Mr. Thomas is kind of familiar with that opponent. How much intel will he be able to give the Texans to, and not only helping them at the wide receiver position, but also being able to help them in breaking down the things that the Broncos do?
Right. I mean, I'm sure that'll be very valuable. I was listening to John Elway, and he said, you know, that's something we definitely considered, but at the end of the day, we had to look at the long-term ramifications of the deal and not just think short-term and how it would affect them this week. But I'm sure Bill O'Brien is very excited to talk to Thomas, not only about how he can help the Texans team on the field, but how he can help them as they prepare for the Broncos as well.
Any, have you had a chance to talk to somebody like Deshaun Watson and get his thoughts on adding another weapon?
I haven't. We should get to talk to him tomorrow. But I imagine, I mean, just talking to Bill O'Brien after Fuller got hurt, and then Deshaun after Fuller left the game before we knew it was a torn ACL. You know, they know what a big blow that was losing Will. So I'm sure Watson is very happy to have another option to throw the ball to.
Sarah, can you talk about the fact that what Barry and I have been talking about for the last couple of days, normally an uneventful time in the NFL. The trade deadline in this league is not anything close to what it is in basketball or baseball, but it has been a extremely eventful last couple of days, if not weeks, in the NFL, and today does not let anybody down as there's just a plethora of moves going on. It's a fun time to watch what's going on in football and all the guys changing helmets.
Right, and you know, especially because you knew that today that the Texans were going to be active. I'm sure Texans fans were keeping an eye out, you know, what were they going to do at the receiver position. I mean, they had needs elsewhere as well. Obviously, receiver was the most important. But, I mean, to me, Golden Tate going to Philly and then getting up a third-round pick was a pretty big move, too. So it's definitely been interesting. And like I said, I think Thomas was a good move for the Texans, and I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Wanted to get your thoughts also on a move that a division rival made, the Jags trading Dante Fowler. Does this signify to you that the Jags are maybe just because his contract was expiring, they didn't want to have to mess with it? Or maybe they waving the flag a little bit in the division?
That would surprise me if they were waving the flag, because this is a very winnable division still. And I know the Texans have a two-game lead over them, but they still play again to end the season. It's no team, none of the three teams, you know, not including the Colts, have really shown that they're dominant this season. I know the Texans have won 5 in a row, but they've certainly showed their weaknesses in games as well. So I was surprised to see that. You know, sometimes I guess if you can get what you want to get for him and you don't think you're going to get anything better, then you make the move. But it would surprise me if the Jaguars felt like they didn't still have a chance to win the AFC South.
So with that being said, Sarah, with the big game coming up against Denver and then the bye week, and obviously that helps everybody, including Demaryius Thomas, but all eyes were, of course, last week on the bus and the fact that we were talking about Deshaun Watson and the fact that everything still wasn't right. Now he's been completely cleared medically from taking the bus. But how close is he to being 100% or at least as good, as well as can be expected going into a big game in the Mile High City?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that any NFL player right now is at 100% if they've played all season, but I think importantly that we've seen that it's affecting his game less and less. I mean, they're still not really running the ball with him in design runs, which makes sense because they're trying to keep him upright and keep him protected. You don't want to take those unnecessary hits. But I think last week showed, yeah, it was against the Miami defense. That's not that good, but I thought it showed that he was willing to at least put his body more in those situations, and they had more of a less restrictive game plan, if that makes sense, against the Dolphins than they did the week before against the Jags.
Quick question. Bill O'Brien said, obviously, he's very familiar with Demaryius Thomas. Bill O'Brien was once an assistant coach at Georgia Tech. Demaryius Thomas went to Georgia Tech. Any connections there in terms of Bill O'Brien doing a little intel on his way to getting the receiver that they highly sought after?
I'm not sure who he's talked to, but that wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, we know that he comes from a good coaching tree. We know that, and we see the Patriots and the Texans players go between those two teams all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me. He's a big character guy, and so we like to check in to see how good of a teammate a player is or what people he respects thinks about those players. So it would not surprise me at all if he reached back to some old contacts and talked to them about Demaryius Thomas.
Well, talking about surprises, we were very pleasantly surprised and appreciate you spending some time with us after everybody was, I'm sure, pulling at you to be doing more than just the one national TV hit on ESPN. And we appreciate you taking some time for us, as you always do. And again, people should follow you on Twitter, at Sarah Barshop, and also realize that the articles are coming out, and you will have an article, if it's not already out, is that not right, on this big trade?
That's right. Just came out. Just got an email from my editor that it's on the website.
Go check it out.
There you go. Check it out. Sarah, thanks as always for joining us, and have a great week.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. Sarah Barshop, boom. ESPN, covering the Texans.
Love good it. Idea to get her.
Fantastic. Yeah. She's given us the information.
It's good insight.
Yeah, it was very good stuff. So that's good. By the way, for those of you that are asking, and a lot of people have chimed in to me, you were exactly right, too, Barry.
What?
The reason why the Packers parted ways with Clinton Dix is the fact that he's a free agent at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. They didn't think they were going to be able to afford him, and they thought that the compensatory pick that they would have gotten would have been about what they got from the Redskins, a fourth-round pick. So.
He's good, man. He's good. I mean, he's played, I think, at a very high level in Green Bay. So
was a Pro Bowler already once. So, yeah, he's got the ability, but if his tag was too high with, you know, Rodgers' contract's big and they got a lot of guys to take care of, and indeed, they've drafted a lot of young defensive backs in the last couple of years.
I suspect that was similar to what happened in Jacksonville as well.
You're probably
I bring up, are they giving up? But they also had to take into account that Dante Fowler was probably gone next year, and if you can get something for him, you should do that.
Yeah, so. You're right. All right, so we've got a half hour to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more still to get to. It's SportsBet 94.1. It's ESPN 97.5. And most importantly, it's the Usual Suspects.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final half hour of the show. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. Been a damn fun couple of days,
man,
fellas.
This
even
has
with
been.
You, Nick, even with you here and seeing your face in the window.
I mean, I heard some of the drops he's saving.
Yeah, we've been able to overcome quite a bit and have a fun show or two.
I can't believe we only have 30 minutes left in the big show.
The show did fly by today.
It really did. I think the trade deadline had something to do with that, talking all these trades, talking all that jazz. Can we? Can I branch off for a moment?
Sure.
Like you
guys
do.
Mind?
Do what you do, sir.
So, you know, thanks to Joel, nice enough to get me into the Nike campus and the employee store. I bought my first couple of pairs of Air Force Ones.
A couple of pairs?
Yeah, I got me...
What are you wearing today? Sporty.
I got two pair, and then on StockX, I ordered a third pair. I got a really good deal on like $75 for some camo Air Force Ones. But my question to folks like Ojefe and the other sneakerheads listening, I know that they make something called Force Fields, which are... designed, you put it inside the shoe, and they're designed to protect the toe box of the shoe from creasing. Mm-hmm. But there are different flavors of the Force Field. There's the Force Field itself. There's something called sneaker shields. I'm curious what are all the kids using out there to save your Air Force Ones? I would like to know because I want to invest in something.
It used to be just shoe trees every time you're not wearing
but
them.
But that doesn't get the creasing out. No.
Especially if you worn them. You have to use the trees from day one and be diligent about putting them in. And so you're right.
Some I have
of the other
shoe
things
trees
that are out there now that can help.
But like in my Stan Smiths, it didn't help. They're just creased all to hell.
But they're Stan Smiths. Who cares?
Yeah. But so I'm curious what everybody's using. I have used force fields in the past. They can be a bit uncomfortable. So I'm just wondering what I should go out and get. Nice. You know, this is
while you're at it though.
This is why I bought the all whites. I bought the white on whites in honor of Nelly. Not even gonna lie.
I had white on white with clear bottoms, white on white with gummy bottoms.
That's the most pimp ass thing I've ever heard. Snakeskin Air Force Ones.
Red alligator skin with white stripes and
that
black.
That is so pimp.
Yeah.
How many pairs of Air Force Ones did you have?
I still got them.
I mean, how many?
Here's the problem, because the other thing I want to throw out there for people is I want to know on the bottoms, on the lowers.
Yes.
They have a tendency to change colors. Now, this is something I have consulted with Travis Johnson, who once, along with one of his teammates, bought, Nick, you remember the number? It was like something crazy. Like they bought like, I want to say 6,000 pairs of Air Force Ones in each one of their sizes in like the same color, like all white on white.
They bought 6,000 pairs of white on white.
I got the number, but they bought this outrageous number of Air Force Ones. But the one thing that I always said is, depending on where you store them and everything like that, and sometimes it doesn't even matter if you don't wear them all the time, the white lowers on the sides of the sole can turn off white. And they bleach. Keenan was telling me he bleaches his.
Okay.
And I don't, it just seems like a difficult process. I don't know if there's some people out there that know there's a way to keep them that pure white.
Well, I bought a shoe cleaner. That I'll find.
But
that
will
works.
It get on the rubber portion of it?
It works really well on the leather and the rubber.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've used them on my Stan Smiths because they're white on white with just the
kind of eggshelly yellow.
Yeah. No, this works really well. So I don't know. I mean, you probably have to be a little more diligent than bleaching it, like, you know, waiting 2 years.
I would say
I clean my shoes periodically. Not a lot, but on occasion when they need them.
I'd go probably 10 to 15 pairs of Air Force Ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit of Air Force Ones.
I got the red suede, too, with the white stripes.
Really?
Yeah, the anniversary ones that combine some of the new Nike Air technology with the original Air Force One design.
You know why I never bought the Air Force Ones before? I always felt like they looked clunky and heavy. They're not bad.
Very accurate.
They're not bad. They're different.
It's the old Nike Air, though, so you're not going to get that soft, cushiony ride like you would in some of the new shoes that are out there now.
Yeah, they're not as bad as I thought they would be. How about that?
Okay.
I thought they would be a little worse.
You have a caller that wants to speak to you about
good.
Shoes.
See?
Mito wants to talk to you about shoes.
Yeah.
Mito, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yo, what up? How y'all doing?
Very good.
How are you?
Hey, the Forces, Barry, did you get the all-white one, man? Everybody knows if you get Forces, you got to get the all-white.
I did, man. I got a pair of black and white ones and all-white, and then I've got some camo ones coming in the mail. So, yeah, I'm good.
Already. You did good. But, most people, I work at Champs, and most people buy them shoe shields. They say they work pretty good. I never use any of them. I just rock it how it is and let it do its thing.
Now, are the shoe shields, those are the ones that are like the inserts that don't stick. You take them out, right? Every time they kind of have the sides and the front.
Yeah, they got a sticky, like on top. It's like a sticky substance on the top of it, and you put it in the inside of your shoe.
Okay.
And it should stick to the top of your shoe and keep the creases out.
Now, that's the force fields, right?
And yeah, they call them shoe shields.
Okay.
Where we sell them at? Yeah.
Okay. I will.
And then you got to clean them boys with a toothbrush and toothpaste and forces.
Oh, you clean them
with
toothpaste.
Is that what keeps the lowers
clean?
That's what
them OGs taught me when growing up.
Okay.
That'll get the off white soles to be more white again.
Oh nah! Once them things start yelling on you, they got to throw them in the trash and get some new ones.
No, I'm screwed.
Yeah, says the guy that sells them. Yeah. I appreciate the call, Pito. Thank you, man.
Dang it.
Yeah. Well, try bleach. Just try it on one pair.
You got to understand, though, you can't do that because on some of them where the actual side of the sole is changing colors, there's a thin line of color that says air in the middle of it that goes through the middle of that side. And then on the actual bottom of the shoe, the sole is a different color.
So
for instance, the red with the white stripe, alligator print, right? Yeah, like that air with that line is actually the
color
of the upper.
It is a dangerous move, but I think I always thought it was a misconception to use toothpaste in a toothbrush.
Really?
Yeah, they should come out with something.
I can tell you that. But the other thing is, your soles are white on white. A lot of the colored upper Air Force Ones, the actual last layer of sole is the color of the shoe. So it'll be a red bottom with the white sides. And so it's tricky. And if you use a toothbrush and bleach or would, however you try and do it, inevitably some of the bleach gets on the red spots, then you really look stupid.
Well, I'll find this shoe cleaner that I have.
And I'm willing to give it a shot.
It's called Jason Mark Premium Shoe Cleaner. Mark, M-A-R-K-K.
Now, your foremost expert has also tweeted you.
Oh, Hefe?
Yes.
Okay, good. But yeah, it's this stuff in a purple box. That stuff works really well for cleaning shoes, sneakers. It's not cheap. It's $30 for that little bottle. It's a little bottle, too. But yeah, check that out. All right, let's get to another caller, and then we'll get back to some sports stuff. J-Dog wants to talk about shoes. J-Dog, what's up, man? Help me out here.
Hey, I'm just going to be real quick. It's something at Dollar General, or you probably can go to Family Dollar. It's called Awesome. It's like a dollar. It's like goldish. And just spray it on there, man, and it just comes off. So it's just called Awesome, and that's it.
And that's to clean them?
Does it take the color off too, J-Dog, or just?
Yeah, like even if you get like scars, you know how you'll kick the shoes and you'll get a smear on it, like a scar?
Yeah.
Like scuff, it gets scuff slot and everything like this.
Oh, wow.
I need to get some of that out.
So try it. It's called Awesome.
Sounds
at
awesome.
At the dollar
man.
Store, too? I'm all about that.
Sounds awesome. I got, you know what? See, huge accomplishment, by the way,
fellas.
I can't
get to the dong button quick enough.
Huge accomplishment in the Blank household this weekend, by the way.
You just need to sit on the dong button. Just be ready.
The entire show?
You just got another, you can isolate that, too. Just forget the button.
Sit on the dong button?
Yeah, just forget the button. Just stop it right there, and you got Barry. Huge accomplishment in my household this weekend.
What?
I got Lisa to... Actually, and Taylor gets credit for this. We were going for a walk, as we do on the weekends, and Taylor loves to walk to the park and play on the equipment and all that. And she's like, decorations, Daddy, look at the scarecrow. And Lisa goes, maybe we should get some decorations for the house. I was like, well, it's like almost Halloween. Why the hell do you want to spend all that money? She goes, well, I mean, we could go to the dollar store and Five Below. I was like, what? Five Below? Like, everything's... I go, okay, we try it out. We got... all the decorations you could ask for, including I texted you the picture of the gravestone that has buried alive for $20.
Oh, wow. Look at
and
you.
And Lisa goes, you know, I'm never going to Target again when I realize that
you.
They also sell cleaning products and household products and storage Tupperwares and everything like that. And I was like, boom.
Yeah.
What a great return on investment I got. I paid $20 for decorations. I'm saving hundreds the rest of the year, keeping her out of freaking Target.
That's a win for you. Good for
Big
you.
Big win. Yeah. So I was very pleased with that.
I'm kind of lucky, though. My wife, very cheap and frugal. I don't have to worry about that.
Not
stuff.
Mine.
And we don't decorate a lot. She wants to, like, on occasion, we'll decorate.
Yeah.
Usually
well,
Thanksgiving.
With a kid, it changes. Yeah. You might change with a dog. But at the same time, it's just, I don't know that you're going to be wearing costumes on your dog.
Don't put it past her to put a costume on a cat or a dog.
See, that's what Lisa does.
See?
But I don't play that game. Our dogs are not wearing, and she knows I have my favorites of our dogs. My favorites, for sure, will not be wearing any costumes.
Okay.
I just got to get rid of that pink leash that I still have.
Well, that's a bit soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it for like 10 years. Too cheap to buy another.
You walk
Cujo that little ass dog
with a pink leash. Yeah. I'm just too cheap to buy another one.
I got to tell you, there's this dude in my neighborhood that I've seen a couple times when I'm getting home from work, and he looks like, what's the best way to say it? He's thugged out a little bit.
Okay.
He looks gangster AF.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And this dude, if I saw, I would be like, sir, please don't hurt me. Like, he looks mean and thuggish and gangster. And he's out there walking this little Pomeranian dog. And it's the funniest thing in the world to see this big, mean-looking dude. And he's all at her, come on, baby, baby, come on. It's hilarious. I love it. I don't see him often, but when I do, I almost want to take a picture of him, but then I'm worried he would retaliate. So I'm not.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, too, Nick, the other thing is leashes aren't cheap.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got the one that, like, the body one.
Yeah.
I obviously did not pick the color.
Our pit bull boxer mix, who we said is not all there, she, of all the things she does that infuriate me, she will, when I get all the dogs ready to walk, I'll put a leash on one, then the other, you know, until we're ready to go, and then I grab all the leashes. She'll gnaw through the other dog's leashes.
Oh, wow.
every month, month and a half, I got to go buy a couple extra leashes because just in her spare time, because she couldn't wait to get out of the gate, she gnaws through. I go to take the leash, and there's no dog at the end of it because she's gnawed through another $20 leash.
This is me. Yeah, it's not just the number of dogs you have. It's the size. So, yeah, you probably spend a lot of money just in leashes.
Yeah.
Poop That's bags. Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, somebody said there's a Mexican bar of soap used for baby clothes called Zote, Z-O-T-E, okay. That will take any stain out of any shoe.
Awesome. Zote.
Z-O-T-E.
And then I got to get the name of the foo-foo cleaner you got.
Yeah. All Joel, right. Join the Republican Party. They keep all your stuff white. Damn it, all you, Mike. I swear to God.
I'm from Wisconsin, so does Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. I'm sure they'll have plenty more, and of course, their opinions on the trade of Demaryius Thomas from the Broncos to the Texans. And again, the simulcast is on, so you don't have to worry about a thing. ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. As we take you till 4, they'll take you till 7 with much more, at least one segment full. It's The Usual Suspect. I'm crying.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's been fun. Again, hopefully fun for you as well. As the Texans are the talk of the day and the talk of the town, as they have found a replacement for Will Fuller. No, it's not some other team's backup. No, it's not someone that no one cares about, that has no experience, that's never been there, done that. It's a 5-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. His name is Demaryius Thomas. The Patriots were after him as well, but the Texans procured him. And now they are in better shape than they were before the deadline came. So good news if you're a Texans fan. Now, I know you want to go this way.
Oh, I still want to take this call. So I did want to get to our top 10. So we talked yesterday, yes. And I had done my NFL top 10 rankings, and you did yours, and we have the power rankings out, and we're going to get to those.
Yes.
But we have an angry caller on the phone that demands an apology. But
you may not get to the top, the rankings. That's if you fine. Take this call.
We have, it says mad Republican and demands an apology.
Okay.
Let's take this call. Mad Republican, you're on. What's up?
Hello. Yeah, I'm not really mad. Who was the guy that referred to all white as a Republican? Remember y'all talking about the shoes?
That was received by the show.
Okay. Well, if you can let that guy know, the Democrat Party is who started the KKK. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that is a useless fact.
And he hung up.
That is a useless point that
oh, you mic'd me.
I thought upset. It was oh, you mic'd when I saw it on the board.
You know who makes that? You know who makes that point? Upset white people make that point. Upset white people that are like, how dare you say somebody's white?
I'm so mad
I'll
that he's
have
mad.
You know, I'll have you know that the KKK was Democrats were more racist at one, not now, but they were at one time. Like, you know who makes that point? People that don't need to make that point. This is just be quiet. Appreciate your call.
You done?
Now let's do our top 10 list.
You had fun, though. I knew you. That's why, boy, I knew you wanted to take it.
I almost could have told you he was going to make that exact point.
Really?
Every time you have an argument with white people about how the right tends to be more racist than the left, they want to bring up, that's the point they bring up. That's literally the only thing that they say is that, well, actually, Democrats. Okay. Just, all right. Thank you.
I thought you were going to ask him if his dad was in the near vicinity so that he could SFD.
By the way, I don't know. I don't know why I make every Republican sound like Foghorn Leghorn. This is my go-to voice for Republicans. Probably shouldn't be. All right, top 10. So the ESPN Power Rankings are out for week 9. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read them to you in order, 1 through 10. Mm-hmm. Give me your thoughts and then give me your top 10.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Number 1, the Rams. Number 2, the Chiefs. Number 3, the Saints. Number four, the Patriots. Number five, the Chargers. Number six, the Panthers. Seven, the Steelers. Eight, the Vikings. Nine, the Eagles. 10, the Ravens.
Okay.
That is their top 10. So one, two, and three, I actually agree with.
Four is where I'm struggling as well.
I thought that the Saints showed well against the Vikings. I think that if you look at their schedule compared to what the Patriots have done, I think the Saints are one of the three best teams in the NFL and would give anybody a fit, including the Rams. And I think that somebody asked, who's going to be the Rams' first loss? I said it'll either be the Saints this next week or they'll lose to the Eagles. So I think the Saints are legitimately one of the three best teams in football.
Well, I agree with you, and I think the three are no-brainers. And, okay. And I think that obviously some people, based on biases and where you are in the country, may mix that up a little bit, but it's hard to argue with the Rams because they're undefeated, and then whether you have Saints 2 or Chiefs 2, it doesn't matter. Those three teams are definitely the cream of the crop. Now, four, they have New England.
Okay.
I thought that they really struggled with a lot with the Bills last night. I think that there might be a recipe to things that you need to do against New England that the Bills, of all teams, gave you last night.
So who would you have it for?
You're going to think I'm crazy, but I think that the Steelers get better and better, and they have too many weapons for them to fall. I think that I would put, because I'm looking for, I've got two NFCs on the top, right?
Yep.
Depending out of the top three, you get two NFCs. The second AFC team, in my opinion, right now is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. I actually have the Patriots 4.
Okay.
And then I have the Redskins 5.
I don't have the Redskins that high. I'm not a believer. I saw them firsthand.
Here's why. And you know me. I mean, I picked the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. They do have dicks on their side. I'm with you. I'm a believer in the Steelers, but I just don't. They haven't played well. They've got all these issues. They're probably not going to get Bell back for the rest of the year. I know Connor's been playing great.
Connor's been playing better and better.
But they still have some holes, I think.
Where do you have the Chargers?
I have the Chargers 8. So here's my top 10. I'll give you my top 10. Mm-hmm. Rams, Chiefs, Saints, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. Number 4, Patriots. 5, Redskins. 6, the Panthers. Mm. I think they've played pretty well.
They're getting better.
7 is the Steelers. 8, the Chargers. And then I think from there it's kind of a struggle. But I have the Bengals at 9. And number 10, Houston Texans.
Wow, that
high. I think that they're a top 10 team right now. Look around at the other teams and what their records are. Look around at other teams that are 4-4. I tweeted this out the other day. There are four teams in the NFL that have won 5 straight games, 5 games in a row this year.
Yep.
That would be your first three, the Rams, Chiefs, and the Saints. And the fourth team in the NFL that's won 5 games in a row is the Texans. Yeah, you play what they put in front of you. You can talk about easy schedules. The fact of the matter is they're 5-3, and there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that can say that they have
ESPN
that record.
ESPN has them at 16. You have them at 10.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere in between. I'd put them in the top 12 for sure.
Okay.
And you know that it looks like more and more they're going to be a playoff team. And the thing is, of all the other teams that we're talking about in their division, which is how they become a playoff team, the easiest road, I don't have any of those teams ahead of them. I don't have Tennessee or Jacksonville or the Colts ahead of them.
Yeah.
So I firmly believe that's a great sign, especially from the national rankings perspective, to think the Texans are on their way to winning the division, which, again, you're in, and then anything can happen. Yeah. So you should be happy with that. I think Minnesota's a better team than most people are giving them credit for. They had a couple unfortunate turnovers against the Saints, but people are very, very critical of Kirk Cousins, who...
Yeah.
When you look at Thielen and Diggs, and especially Thielen's numbers, someone's got to get him the ball. He's doing his job.
Yep.
I think he's taking a little bit too much criticism. So I have Minnesota up there a little higher. Carolina to me and Washington are kind of the same team. And I'm not sold on either one of them, but you can't argue with the record and the fact that when you got Cam Newton, you got a built-in running back too that's hard to stop. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I think the thing that I took away from all this is there's still a ton of parity. After the top three, you could basically take anyone from 12 on in and put them up as close as 4 or 5.
If you argued with me about swapping the Vikings and the Texans, of course I'm going to listen to that. That's not unheard of. I just feel like right now this team is hot. They've just added Demaryius Thomas, which was even happened before.
You did your rankings before you knew that.
Yeah. To me, that makes them even that much stronger. If their offensive line can play as well as they've played the last two games, I think that they win the division, and I don't think it's crazy to say that.
I think they're going to win the division. I think it's a done deal, and I think this move today solidifies them going for it and really making a push come the postseason, which they've struggled with in the past. So I like it. I'm glad they did it, and it gives us more stuff to look at and have fun talking about. So
shout out to everybody that participated today. Thank you guys for the feedback on the Force Fields. I've already made my order on the stuff to clean the shoes. Yep. We got those. And our condolences to the one angry Republican.
Tomorrow's a Way Back Wednesday. Topic's already been decided. The theme is themes for Halloween or Halloween-type songs. Barry and I already have our lists in. Nick, good luck. As well as that, if you guys have a joke on Wednesdays, you can always call in and tell Barry that you've got a joke you'd like to run by him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
If you think that it's something that he likes, he can have it.
Make that call, please. Please.
But the prerequisite is, once you give it to Barry, you can't have it back. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, don't worry.
But he can give it to you. And you can have that back, too. Because he'll have a field day if you do, but I'm just throwing it out there. The door is wide open. It's Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Appreciate you, gang. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night. The Blitz is next, right here, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.